AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calls a new infrastructure bill
the big deal,
adding it couldn't come at a more urgent time.
I saw mesh nets hung under bridges to catch pieces of concrete that fall off from time to time. Century-old tunnels corroded by seawater that hundreds of thousands of people depend on every day. Roads where community members are installing memorials to lives lost in preventable traffic crashes.
White House is planning an aggressive sales campaign with President Biden traveling across the country to speak about the impacts of the legislation. Eight people are dead, ages 14 to 27, 13 others hospitalized as of yesterday, after fans in the crowd of some 50,000 people at the AstroWorld Music Festival in Houston suddenly pushed forward when rapper Travis Scott came on stage Friday night. Police are continuing their investigation, even as attorney Tony Busby files suit for Axel Costa's family and some 35 other people.
There was no emergency response mechanism in place to help those who were in an extremist situation. There was not enough medical personnel, enough security personnel, and there were more people there than should have been there.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is considering a separate investigation. In the murder trial of three white men charged in Glynn County, Georgia, with the death of Ahmaud Arbery, former police officer Ricky Minshew described what he saw when he arrived at the scene.
He appeared to be unresponsive to his surroundings. He appeared to be deceased. He was covered in blood. Okay. The back of his shirt, the majority of the back of his shirt was covered in blood.
Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael, both armed, used a pickup truck to pursue Arbery after seeing him running through their neighborhood. A neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, joined the chase and took cell phone video of Travis McMichael shooting Arbery at close range. This is AP News. International travelers arriving at airports across the U.S., crossing the borders from Mexico and Canada, say practically the same thing as Claire Power did when she arrived in San Francisco following a long flight from Australia.
This is my first time going overseas in over 2 years. It's very exciting. It was so great to get on the plane and travel. Yeah.
Friends, relatives, even married couples kept apart for nearly 2 years before the U.S. government lifted one of the most severe travel restrictions in the nation's history because of the coronavirus pandemic. At least one Myrtle Beach, South Carolina city worker has volunteered to retrieve a wayward city trash barrel after getting a note from a concerned citizen of Ireland. The blue beachside barrel with Myrtle Beach stickers on it washed ashore on a County Mayo beach in northwestern Ireland, a journey of more than 3,500 miles, likely carried along by the Gulf Stream. Keith McGreal sent the note and included photos of the barnacle-covered barrel. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.